at 7:30 on Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock. Time for the news from Loba Qatari.
The Catholic Church in Scotland has broken off top-level communications with SNP ministers because of the Scottish Government's plan to allow same-sex marriage. The Church has accused the SNP administration of going against the will of the people in a recent consultation. A spokesman for the First Minister, Alex Salmond, insisted that relations with the Church remained good. The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is expected to make a public statement shortly from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy, where he sought refuge for 2 months. Ecuador has granted him diplomatic asylum, but Britain says it's obliged to extradite him to Sweden for questioning about alleged sexual offences. Security officials in Libya say at least 2 people were killed in car bomb attacks in Tripoli, orchestrated by former members of Colonel Gaddafi's regime. The first bombings in the capital since the former dictator was overthrown a year ago happened near a military academy and close to the Interior Ministry. Japanese nationalists have provoked anger in China by landing on a group of disputed islands in the East China Sea. Protesters waving Chinese flags have gathered in at least 8 cities to demand that the Japanese leave the islands. President Assad of Syria has made his first appearance since a bomb attack in Damascus a month ago, which killed his brother-in-law. Syrian state television showed him praying at a mosque in the capital. Managers at the Lonmin Platinum Mine in South Africa, where more than 30 striking miners were shot dead by police on Thursday, have ordered the strikers to return to work by tomorrow. Those who fail to return to work will face losing their jobs. And the weather, rain in the southwest will move north across Wales, northern England and Scotland during the afternoon. The southeast will stay dry and sunny with some cloud. It'll be another hot day with temperatures peaking at 31 degrees Celsius in London. Eastern parts will be in the high 20s and most of the rest of England will be in the low 20s. It'll be slightly cooler in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. That's the latest BBC News. The time is 1:02.
And time for today's early music show with Catherine Bott.
Hello. You may have caught yesterday's early music show, which was all about Handel's boyhood teacher, Friedrich Wilhelm Zachow. It's available online if you missed it. In today's show, we've got highlights from a concert given this June at the Handel Festival in Halle, Handel's birthplace. They've been made available to us by our colleagues in the European Broadcasting Union. This year sees the 300th anniversary of Zachow's death, so the concert combined Handel's earliest surviving autograph score, Dixit Dominus, with cantatas by Zachow. And as a bit of a taster, here's the Sinfonia, which opens one of those cantatas.
Thank you.
The opening Sinfonia from F.W. Zachow's Ascension Tide Cantata, Siehe, ich bin bei euch alle Tage, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. It was played by Das Kleine Konzert, directed by Hermann Max. Das Kleine Konzert is the orchestral offshoot of a distinguished chamber choir, the Rheinische Kantorei. Together, choir and orchestra specialise in the music of the time of Bach and Handel, with particular emphasis on bringing to light neglected German masterpieces. Their conductor, the musicologist Hermann Max, has himself been awarded the Telemann Prize by the city of Magdeburg for his contribution to Telemann scholarship and informed performance. We're going to hear a complete cantata by Zachow now, for four voices, strings and continuo. So let me tell you the names of the concert's solo singers too. Sopranos Veronika Winter and Verena Gropper, alto Franz Wittstum, tenor Imo Schröder and bass Markus Fleig. I said strings and continuo. Zachow's Herr, wenn ich nur dich habe is unique in the German cantata repertoire for having a solo for harp. And this exciting bit of orchestration seems to have fired Handel's imagination. He copied the work and took it to London, where it may well have influenced the scoring of his oratorios Esther and Saul. The playing of the harp crops up a great deal in the Old Testament. It's King David's instrument, to be tuned to cheerful strains, as it says in one of the arias from Esther. Herr, wenn ich nur dich habe, opens with a free translation of words from Psalm 73. Lord, if only I have you, I ask for nothing more from heaven or earth.
Thank you. Himmel nicht. Ich mag den Himmel nicht, wo du nicht bist, mein Licht. Wo du nicht bist, mein Licht. Wenn mir in Not nicht deine Sonne scheint, erschrecket mein Herz und weint. Ich sehe nichts als laute Nacht vor mir und sehne mich allein nach dir und sehne mich allein nach dir. Hab ich nur dich, mein Gott, mein Gott, so hat's mit mir nicht Not, so hat's mit mir nicht Not. Stolz und Pracht. Der Herrenstolz und Pracht hab ich schon längst verlacht, verlacht, hab ich schon längst verlacht. Ich mag sie nicht mit allen ihren Schätzen. Sie kann mich nicht ergötzen. Was sie mir zeigt, das muss vergehen. Sie selbst kann nicht ewig stehen. Hab ich nur dich. Mein Gott, so hat's mit mir nicht Not. Not, so hat's mit mir nicht Not. Thank you.
The solo singers in that performance of Zachau's cantata Herr, wenn ich nur dich habe were Veronika Winter, Franz Wittstum, Immo Schröder and Markus Fleig, with the Rheinische Kantorei and Das Kleine Konzert conducted by Hermann Max. The harpist was Marianne de Heyer. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, and in the rest of the programme we'll be hearing a performance of Handel's Dixit Dominus from this year's Handel Festival in Halle, courtesy of the European Broadcasting Union. This year is the 90th anniversary of the inaugural Handel Festival in Halle. The whole enterprise began in 1922 with performances of Susanna and Semele, Handel chamber pieces and works by a few other composers of his time. A Handel Society was founded 3 years later, but the festival didn't become an annual event until 1952, so I suppose you could say that 2012 is a simultaneous celebration of its 90th and 60th birthdays. Another thing well worth celebrating is the fact that the festival has by now presented productions of 40 of the 42 Handel operas, according to its website, which proclaims this to be an unrivalled achievement. And the festival continues to attract artists from all over the world. For this Dixit Dominus performance, though, a largely homegrown team making up the Rheinische Kantorei and Das Kleine Konzert, although among the chorus names I've spotted an English one, the young soprano Bethany Seymour, who's been studying in Germany. Dixit Dominus is Handel's earliest surviving autograph and was probably first performed in 1707 at the Church of Santa Maria de Montesanto in Rome. He was only 22, and memories of his studies with Zachau must surely have been fresh in his mind. The piece is a setting in Latin of Psalm 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. It's a forthright declaration of sacred power, and Handel fills his music with contrast, character, and counterpoint.
Thank you. Thank you.
The soloists in that performance of Handel's Dixit Dominus were sopranos Veronika Winter and Verena Gropper, alto Franz Wittstum, tenor Immo Schröder and bass Markus Fleig, with the Rheinische Kantorei and Das Kleine Konzert conducted by Hermann Max. It was recorded at the 2012 Handel Festival in Halle. Our thanks to our EBU colleagues for making this recording available to the Early Music Show.
That was Catherine Bott, and today's Early Music Show was produced in Salford by Sam Phillips.
On Radio 3 from the BBC Proms, Valery Gergiev conducts Prokofiev's Cinderella. A rare opportunity to hear Prokofiev's fairy tale ballet score in its full glory, with a conductor steeped in the Russian ballet tradition. The London Symphony Orchestra and Valery Gergiev at the BBC Proms on BBC Radio 3 Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Now we have a little time in hand before our next programme, which is an opportunity to hear the prom given on Tuesday the 7th of August again. You'll be aware of the swan from the Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns, but I wonder if you knew there was a transcription of the piece by Leopold Godowsky. I didn't know that. I thought we'd hear the original first and then hear the transcription. The cellist is Mats Lidström and the pianist Bengt Forsberg. That's the original, so perhaps you'd like to compare and contrast the transcription by Leopold Godowsky. Thank you. Well, call me old-fashioned, but I think I prefer the original, actually. The second version there was a transcription by Leopold Godowsky, the cellist Mats Lidström, and the pianist Bengt Forsberg. Le Cygne from Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns. BBC Radio 3, now another chance to hear The Prom, which was given on Tuesday the 7th of August. It's presented by Petroc Trelawney.
The BBC Philharmonic have made their third and final trip this season south from their home in Salford, and tonight, under the direction of chief conductor Juanjo Mena, they'll perform a programme that includes Bruckner's Mighty Sixth Symphony and the eagerly awaited world premiere of a new work from James Macmillan, a setting of the Credo, that section of the Mass which proclaims the tenets of the Christian faith. For that, the orchestra will be joined by three choirs making their proms debuts, choirs from Manchester, Gateshead and Morecambe Bay. Well, Bruckner was greatly influenced by Wagner, and the concert begins with the prelude to Tristan and Isolde, one of the operas Wagner wrote during a lull in between writing The Ring Cycle. Love, passion, erotic longing, death and oblivion are amongst the ideas within. Musically, the most discussed point of the work is the famous Tristan chord, the first chord to be heard in the prelude. Well, tonight's something rather special. Even if you are a Wagner aficionado, you may be about to hear some 20 bars or so of the composer's music for the first time, because the BBC Philharmonic are going to play the prelude, complete with a short concert ending that's rarely performed. Normally the prelude just fades away as the onstage action begins. Lucy Gould, guest leader of the BBC Philharmonic, taking her place on stage. And here comes Juanjo Mena, chief conductor of the BBC Philharmonic, to open tonight's prom with the prelude to Act One of Wagner's opera Tristan and Isolde.